The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, now this is getting down to the nitty-gritty. Let's go to Adam in London, a hacker. What's all this about, Adam?
Yeah, morning, Adam. Yeah, this is a British computer expert who also is a computer hacker, a guy called Marcus Hutchins, who's in court in Las Vegas. And in fact, he'll appear again in court on Tuesday. He's accused of creating software that steals bank details. His lawyer says there's only flimsy evidence. And this is also a guy who was once labelled, because he stopped the infamous WannaCry bug, remember that thing that went around the world in May, the surfer who saved the world, they called him. But he's the man who essentially, it is claimed, has hacked away and found all sorts of interesting backdoors into computers and developed the famous Cronus, but as a means for good, which the claim is then was hijacked as a means for bad. So it went from being good software to malware, as they call it. The thing about all of this is that this guy is quiet, unassuming. He lives in a computer world that he completely understands, but in a moral code that almost nobody understands.
Mm.
What is the right and wrong thing when you're
no idea.
Moving around in computers and so forth?
No idea. Adam, answer, no idea. Just a quick one on the heat. You're sweltering.
Yeah, I have to say, not in the UK.
No,
in the heat wave,
in Europe.
But it, yeah, parts of Europe, extraordinary. Yeah, 44, 47 degrees even in some places.
A
whole swathe of Europe across Portugal, Spain, the south of France, Greece and Eastern Europe. And yes, there have been deaths. But also, as is the way these days here, Alan, we seem to like to name our weather phenomena. So this heat wave has the name Lucifer. I think that tells you a lot about what's going on with this particular
Yes, I think so. I think so. I think you named it, Gilchrist, quite frankly. That's the sort of thing you do. Talk to you tomorrow, Adam Gilchrist in London.